In the Big Bash Cricket League, the Sydney Thunder is in action tonight when the team travels to Adelaide to take on the Strikers. The Thunder broke through for its maiden title the season before last, and spin bowler Fawad Ahmed is confident his team can repeat that feat this year. But if anything, winning the title 2 years after that breakthrough won't be easy, according to Ahmed.
It's pretty tough competition, you know, it's going to be a long journey. It's just the start as well, so we need to play really good cricket. Hopefully, it's like the year before, we had a good start, and this year again, and hopefully we can win a few more games. And after the Christmas and New Year, when we come back home, we have a few wins here in the pocket.
And of course, the men's and women's Big Bash will keep cricket fans happy until the Boxing Day Ashes Test match at the MCG in Melbourne gets underway. Christmas weekend will be one of mixed feelings for the Sydney Hobart Yacht Fleet. They'll enjoy all the usual trimmings on Christmas Day, but at the back of their minds they'll be wondering what's in store for them on the long road south on Boxing Day. The weather this year doesn't appear to hold too many fears at this stage. Jane Golding from the Bureau of Meteorology presented the teams with the long-range forecast for the 24 hours after the race starts.
During the course of the 26th, as everyone moves down the coast, by the evening, winds look like they'll swing around to a northeasterly, get up to around about 15 knots, and then increase further over the next 24 hours.
A record 28 international entrants will line up for this year's Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race, including competitors from Germany, China and South Korea. In football, the W League is in a temporary holding pattern until it resumes on December the 29th, but there's plenty of A-League action coming up over the weekend. The high-flying Newcastle Jets welcome the Western Sydney Wanderers tonight. A win for the second-place Jets would lift them to within 2 points of runaway leaders Sydney FC. The Sky Blues travel to New Zealand on Saturday to face the league's bottom club, the Wellington Phoenix. But despite the huge gulf on the table, Sydney midfielder Brandon O'Neill says complacency won't be a problem this weekend or any other weekend for that matter.
It's not accepted here, and not only the coaching staff but all the players drive that. So a trip over to Wellington is always a good thing for us at Sydney FC. We love travelling there, we love playing there, and more importantly we love winning there. So yeah, like I said, looking forward to the weekend.
And it's third versus fifth on Saturday night when the Melbourne Derby takes place. Round 12 concludes on Boxing Day when Adelaide United welcomes the Central Coast Mariners. While the major European leagues go into their traditional winter shutdown, the English Premier League continues. And SBS's coverage does too on Saturday evening with the Battle of the Blues. Everton welcomes Chelsea to Goodison Park, with the action getting underway at 11 p.m. And there's more sport on SBS Viceland when the National Basketball League match between the Brisbane Bullets and the Sydney Kings takes place at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. And on Sunday, the Adelaide 36ers take on the Cairns Taipans from 3 p.m. John Baldock, SBS News.